Good morning. Yeah, it's a Tuesday morning. And it's sunny outside for like some of the first times in Boston, which has been really wonderful. But alas, myself, like so many others, are in either inside just studying our sweet butts off, or taking exams, but that's okay. I was just thinking that this has been, I don't know, I've been so, so grateful for this hour, for all the listeners out there. This hour, this semester has just been a really, like, welcomed break from just, I guess, the hecticness of life, because life gets hectic sometimes. Strange how that happens. And so this is going to be my last, just reminiscing, this is going to be my last radio hour for this semester. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We've been playing a ton of Grateful Dead and some other good artists. We featured Joan Baez in kind of the first, kind of to kick us off, and then some good Pumpkin Bread and Gentle Temper and some Zeppelin, all of which and Stones. Wow. Whoa. We got a little out there. All of which I would highly recommend checking out. I actually went to a Gentle Temper like showing. It was a concert for like 20 to 30 people in this beautiful canopy room in Somerville, and it's really magical. Also Hawthorne and Dead Gowns, yes, we're playing, and oh my gosh, I just love them so much. It was just so much fun to be there. True to our hour, this is the Dancing Bear Hour, true to our hour, we're gonna end things on a Grateful Dead kind of note. For those of you who do not know, tomorrow is a very special day, May 8th. It is the anniversary of the Cornell May 8th, 1977 album from the Grateful Dead. And so this is going to be a tribute to my favorite live album by them of all time. The Dead Set and Closing of Winterland comes close. Oh, and Go to Nassau, but this is incredible by any Deadhead standard. So kick back, relax, enjoy. And also, fun fact, this is probably my dad's favorite opener, and it's kind of become mine as well. So, this is Cornell. Thank you.
Yeah. It's like getting going.
For those of you who just tuned in or tuning in the middle, we've been playing an ode to Cornell in order. That was Jack Straw, Deal, Lazy Lightning, Supplication, Brown-Eyed Woman. It's that exact sequence off of the Cornell album. It starts at the fifth song, because they first play New Minglewood Blues, Loser, El Paso, and then a good They Love Each Other. But that sequence right there is where I think they really just, like, really start to pick it up. Although apparently my dad said it's like more in the second set when they play Dancing in the Streets, and they just like it, just like it gets away from them, you know, just the whole it's just an incredible sound and album, and they're just so tight, and they just take it away. And so this has been a tribute to that album this hour. The people who were playing in the Grateful Dead at the time live, fun facts, were Jerry, of course, Bobby, Phil, and then Bill and Mickey on drums, Keith Godshaw on keyboards, and then his wife, Donna Jean Godshaw, on vocals. There's also some really good footage of the Godshaws. I'm trying to think of, yes, I played it a couple weeks ago. It was One from the Vaults is what the CD is called. Go check that out as well. They're also very, very tight on that one. To say that this is like the best live Grateful Dead album is definitely subjective. But nonetheless, I think Deadheads would agree that this is a really, really special one. They play an incredible, right, like that sequence in on the first album. And then the second one is this great, it kind of takes you back to Terrapin. And they play, unfortunately, I won't play disc two. We'll skip a little ahead to disc three coming up. But disc two has a great Dance in the Streets for like opening the second set, and then A Scarlet Fire classic, and then to close out, An Estimated Profit, that's also one of my favorites, and then they close out the set with A Morning Dew. I mean, they have a Saturday Night as an encore, but I mean, think about that. That's that must have been so powerful. I love when they end like a set with Morning Dew, or I mean, I haven't heard Dark. I mean, no one's heard Dark Star in a while, but like Dark Star. Like Stella Blue. That'd have been incredible, like closer. Anyways, it is now just about that time for a lovely PSA from WMFO. Did you know that May is National Bike Month? There's this incredible Calvin and Hobbes comic that I love. Calvin and Hobbes, and this is like in the PSA, and it's Calvin, and he's got the door open, and he's shouting to his dad, "Hey dad, I'm doing a traffic safety poster. Do you have any ideas for a slogan?" And his dad is, you know, getting on his bike, putting on his helmet. It's like, sure. Quote, "Cyclists have a right to the road too, you noisy, polluting, inconsiderate maniacs. I hope gas goes up to $8 a gallon." And Kevin is like walking away. "Thanks, dad. I'll go ask mom." And he's like, "Why? That was a great slogan." Clearly, Calvin and Hobbes, his father, is a biker. But May is National Bike Month, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. an excellent time of year to try this healthy, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try and make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, and always safety first. This has been a message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show. So yeah, get on a bike this week. I think I might. Well, after I'm after I run a ton of miles on Saturday, one could say 26.2 miles. That's a minimum. yeah, but bike around this week. It's good. It's been a beautiful week in Boston. It was 70. You know, when I stepped outside this morning, and you know it's gonna rain. So that's. That's, you know, classic Boston right there in good fashion. Yeah, we're just going to keep going. This is going to be one very long song. And so I'll introduce it now. This is going to be, ooh, wow, what a noise. This is going to be St. Stephen into Not Fade Away, back into St. Stephen. I remember playing this sequence when I drove to go pick up my dad from his work, and then we were going to go see the dead. Oh, I can't remember what show this was. It must have been Irvine Meadows or a Hollywood. It might have been a Hollywood Bowl show. It wasn't, not just like thinking out loud, it wasn't Jimmy Kimmel Live, because my dad picked me up for that. And then the Forum shows were late. Like, the Forum shows were over New Year's, and so no work, I think. Yeah. I just remember this day that my dad took the train to work, and I hopped in my car and I drove to go pick up my dad in front of his work, and I was playing The Grateful Dead, and wow, I felt so cool. Like, here I was, you know, like, you know, my dad, you know, usually picks me up from school. I'm picking him up from work. Get it? Yeah, I thought that was so cool. And then we drove to, he was, oh man, I want to say Irvine Meadows. I don't remember. No, it must have been Hollywood, but I don't remember. Never mind. I don't remember. But I do remember that I was wearing my mom's, like, tie-dyed dead shirt. It's, you know, the classic. I'm sure listeners know. It's the tie-dye one where the bears are spiraling inwards, you know. It's, yeah, my dad has a coffee mug, and that was always my coffee mug. Yeah. well, enough banter. I'm so excited to play the rest of this set for you guys. And this will be it for my semester on Dancing Bears. Thanks so much for tuning in. Yeah, it's so funny. I've got Orgo notes out in the foreground, and then my laptop is out in the background with the Grateful Dead, and that's... It's been pretty emblematic of my semester, so thanks for letting me goof off a little on this show and really just kind of spread more Grateful Dead and positive vibes. It's been what this has been for me this semester, so thank you. And without further ado, this is St. Stephen and Did Not Fade Away, back into St. Stephen. And hopefully I'll see all of you next spring semester, and hopefully there'll be one more dead show to come. So, goodbye WMFO for a little while, for about 6 months, and goodbye to my friends at Tufts if I don't see you till then.
Oh, WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from the Kooks, Middle Kids, and Marika Hackman. Today's reissue song is from Stereolab off their classic Mars Audio Quintet album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from Fritz. Decided to make them today's lineage. It's going to hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this hour started with a tune, new tune from Wojcik the Bear.